Back out at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo, the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. Chad Baker for WITY. And each year we run into our good friend Eddie Hannigan from Premier Cooperative, a gentleman that probably knows every cubic inch of this building, probably better than anybody else. And Eddie, how we doing?
Not too bad, Chad. How are you doing?
Doing well. Let's talk about the ugly stuff first. Markets right now. Is there any relief overall with what we're seeing here with the markets coming up and what your crystal ball looks like?
Crystal ball. Well, the corn, we got too much of it, of course. But thank God for exports. Mexico, we're moving corn out a little. Soybeans, not much movement until actually China comes and picks up the beans, probably. So they've done it before. Market's just stagnant on beans because they're not moving them. They say they got, you know, the promise that it's the 12 million metric ton. So that's been in the works. We finally got there, but it's not making any movement in the market.
Yeah, that's what I think everybody's been hearing right now. And, of course, it's never good news. Premier Cooperative out here, you guys are seeing a lot of folks. What are they saying and what are they coming to you guys for and trying to get that information?
About what you just asked me. What's this market going to do? And it's just getting calloused. You talk about the same problems. There's really nothing out there that's going to move the market that I can see today. You know, there's just not much. And I hope everything stays the same and we don't lose anything to make the market lower. That's all.
Yeah, I think at this point it's damage control. You just don't want it to go any lower than it has to.
Well, personally, I look at the I states and some of Missouri and the bottom side of Iowa. You know, they're showing so much dryness there. I've never seen it this dry on my farm. My pond's down 5 feet. But we grew it. Some of the farmers talked about today, yesterday, on the dryness and how good a crop we had. Market maybe knows that now a little bit. We could still grow a crop in dry dirt. But that's one thing the farmers were talking about when you asked me that. I just thought of that. There were so many farmers talking about a good crop, no rain, dry dirt, and maybe that's where we found that extra half a bushel to the acre on the report.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness for science, because if we were in 1988 or 1998 again, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, in 88, I think that was the first year you could get 50% coverage on insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then. And I remember Dad saying we harvested our whole 80 on 5 2-ton trucks. That was a bad year.
Absolutely. But, we always look at that as the down spot in farming history.
Yeah, it was.
Outside of the Great Depression, it was pretty much 1B, I guess.
That was a rough one. Was rough. In 2012, you had insurance. And I think you had an insurance crop because everybody talked about it didn't hurt them as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of folks nowadays that are taking that into account. We see crop insurance sales popping up everywhere. Folks getting into that line. What else have folks been saying to you here at Midwest Ag Expo? You guys set up a booth every year. I'm sure you get a lot of your faithful in, but you also get some new folks that come over. What are they saying?
Well, the new folks coming by, just walk on by. You know, they'll look at the markets and so forth, then they'll ask us the same thing, what's the market's going to do? But it's kind of the same every year, really. The ones that are here that are customers and things, a lot of them are asking what we're going to do for next year. Is there any improvements to any of our facilities and so forth? And, you know, we've ramped up quite a bit. I mean, we got 23 to take care of, and the train loaders usually get the most of it because they wear out the most. And but that's what we pretty much tell them. You know, we've ramped up quite a bit, and I think a lot of our facilities we showed this last fall what they can do. I'm still waiting on that year when 20% corn is going to be the driest. But it hadn't happened for a while, but everybody forgets about those wet corn lines.
Absolutely. Gave me a pretty nice segue there because that's where I was going to go next. You have that beautiful layout there in Royal with both rail and truck access. So, and I know, of course, over the years, Premier has grown. I'm sure they're probably feeling that too right now here with if you know any type of plans for further growth and getting into some other things kind of put on pause here by the markets and the way they are right now.
You know, the one thing that we don't really talk about a lot, the fuel side of Premier is huge. When I listen to Garrett talk over the years here, and when I started, I think we might have been, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 million gallons, somewhere in there, and we're topping out at double figures.
Wow.
And he's really good. He got everything going on that. We've been buying some new trucks. We're looking for a driver.
Still hired.
Yeah, we're looking for one driver for a fuel truck, but he does a good job. And then everybody talks about the grain and the grain facilities, but, you know, I'm going to put a PERT in there for Garrett.
There's just so many moving cogs in the machine that is Premier Cooperative. You guys are set up over here on the west side of the building. Folks can come out and talk to you, talk shop a little bit. But I know we'll have you come back just a little bit for the markets during the noon farm show. But for folks that can't make it out today, want to reach out to you, best way of doing that?
Well, we're premiercooperative.net for one thing. And once you get in there, you can get our phone numbers at all our facilities. You know, just go to locations and drop down and click on one and get the number. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, and I know that's probably against us here at the radio station, but you guys have the market numbers for each one of your facilities on there, too.
Yeah, we do. We got plenty of numbers to find, and I've even seen someone send me an email and say, hey, somebody's looking for you, and I would find them. You know, I got plenty of phone numbers. We got a lot of numbers. You will get a hold of us.
They provide a service to a good swath of East Central Illinois, and yeah. They're here to serve you. It's Premier Cooperative. Ed, thanks for joining us here. We'll talk again soon.
You betcha. I look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks. We've got more reports coming up for the Midwest Ag Expo. Keep it tuned to WITY. I'm Chad Baker.